think I'm a pretty bad person.
What the question is that?
God is looking for broken people that are willing to say yes to Him.
If we claim to have God in our lives, then we should see God in our lives.
What are you doing, man?
God did not create this world that we're in right now for us to be in. He didn't. This is not where we're supposed to be at right now.
He takes that brokenness and restores it. And every day,
we try to live in a better way.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about young adult life, college life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
And I'm Jose.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Episode. It's the same episode. Okay, so let's make things clear. Last week, you saw part one of this episode where we've focused on Matthew chapters 1 and 2. And today, we are going to be talking about Matthew chapter 3. I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Do you consider yourself a good or a bad person?
Yes.
I think a lot of people ask these questions to themselves, and they're like, I'm a good person. So what do you think about that question? Like, thinking, am I a good person?
Am I a good person? You know, I would love to say, of course I am. No. You know, what type of question is that? Come on. But if we're being truthful, there's definitely aspects that I could fix.
Mm-hmm. And you're not alone, Jose.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Alone.
I think I'm a pretty bad person.
I would agree so much.
Why would you say that, Marlon?
Because I sometimes respond bad to my mom. I sometimes don't listen to my mom. I sometimes yeah
I also consider myself a bad person, like you said, or like we said in the past episode.
All right.
Something like, for me, when things are out of my hands, when things are out of my control, sometimes I feel stressed, and then that stress transfers in the way I treat others. Sometimes I don't show grace to people as much as God shows me grace. Sometimes I am not able to communicate the best, and I might hurt people. And I think one thing that people say is like, well, I'm not a bad person because I'm not out there killing people. I'm not out there wishing people bad or like, but
I'm not tripping people in the street or nothing.
Yes, exactly. Like, I'm not doing something that is considered like horrible. Yes.
Not throwing scorching hot. What's it called? No. I forgot it. No. Dante will know what I was going.
Oh.
He knows.
Oh, okay, you need to give...
He knows.
You need to give...
Dante's.
Yeah. You need to give shout-outs. Some of your friends that I saw yesterday, they were like, I'm waiting for my shout-out. So... Jackson.
Dante, he said a few things. Eva.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but probably Campbell too. maybe he's probably said something. So yeah.
There's your shout out, people. There's your shout out.
And that's all you'll get.
But so if we have all agreed that we are not great people, we're not good people, what does the Bible say about that? Let's go to Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And it says, this is the English Standard Version for those who are wondering. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is John the Baptist. John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin. And,
cousin. That's not family. That's cousin. Come here. Well, white chicks.
Right. Well, John the Baptist was older than Jesus, and he is well known for preaching the gospel. Some people were like, is this the Messiah that we've been listening about in all the prophecies?
Is this the dagger?
I'm sorry.
You need to be changing cameras.
I'm sorry. It's just I've been doing it too much. It's me. I got to put y'all in it. Okay. I got too many quotes. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, you're good. But then John literally says, I am working the field so that the Messiah comes and talks to you. And he says, repent. What do you think that word repentance is? Like, what does it mean to you?
For me, it means like being sorry. Mm-hmm. But being sorry with the intent of not doing it again.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or at least like not willingly. Like if I punch Hussein, I say sorry.
And then I'm about to hit him again.
I'm about to hit him again. Like I wasn't really sorry in the first place, you know. I would be like, oh no. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, Hussein. I did not mean to punch you like that. I'm sorry.
If you punch somebody, that was some intention behind it. There's no way you just punch somebody.
Yeah, but like you know, I think one time I hit you a little too hard one time, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I know what he's gonna bring up right now.
Do you remember the one time it was snowing at church? Or there was snow outside? It just happened like a few like weeks ago. And Marlon has a good idea of bringing snow inside the building and start throwing snow. And then I got some because he was throwing it a bit too hard. So I chased him inside the building. And he slipped on the snow that he threw earlier, and he ate it.
You were like, it hurt, didn't it?
I don't remember.
What? You stood up holding your hip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were holding your hip. You were in pain. Let's go. Let's get back on it, bro.
But that's true. It's like you are sorry for something. And you are like, okay, what I did was wrong. Mm-hmm. I am going to do my best at fixing it in my heart to not do it again. Does that mean that we'll never do it again?
No, because we are not perfect.
We're not perfect. God is not looking for perfect people.
No.
God is looking for broken people that are willing to say yes to him and say, God, I surrender. And I know that I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But I know that you love me and I do everything for you and I repent. I am sorry I am bad. Mm-hmm. Because just like Romans 3:23 says that we're all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like you can go to Romans 6:23 and it basically says that
no one's good.
Mm?
No one's good.
Yeah, that no one's good and that we are not saved by our own actions. And it's just like, oh my goodness. I've been trying to say like, maybe some people are like, okay, if I'm good enough, I will go to heaven. I haven't killed anyone, so like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. But that's not what the Bible teaches us. I think we should read that straight from the Bible.
It's Romans 3:10. Let me just read from 9. It says, what then? Are we any better off? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin. That means everybody.
Everybody.
As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. All alike have become worthless. There is no one who does what is good. Not even one.
Not even one.
Yeah. And then 3:23 says, for all that have sinned fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
And that's what you just said.
Yeah. And then 6:23, that one says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. So basically what we're hearing here is that none of us are good. Yeah. And what's the consequence for that? Yes, like none of us are good, and what we deserve is to have like spend the eternity separated from mm-hmm. God, and where God is not, mm-hmm. it's horrible. Like the place that God is not in, mm-hmm. it's chaos, it's yeah. destruction, it's pain, it's fear. Mm-hmm. But it says that with grace, mm-hmm. if we repent, did it say that on that one? Well, in this one, it's on John 3:2, it says to repent. So when we know, when we acknowledge that we are not good people, yeah. and that through his grace, we can be saved and have eternal life. Thank you for that feedback. You just fixed it. we have the gift of eternal life. So, okay, we've established we're not good people.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But God, in his love and grace, mm-hmm. allows us to get to him through his son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So how would that be a way, once you've received Jesus and believe that he is your Lord and Savior, how should that showcase in your life?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this week or past week, Monday, last mm-hmm. Monday, a perspective we're talking about, what was it? Matthew 6, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we're reading, no, 7, no, 8. I'm sorry, Ryan. yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 11.
So you're no. skipping ahead, okay.
Yeah, but it was this thing that he said, it was like, it's just a little comment that he made. Mm-hmm. But it was like, if we claim to have God in our lives, then we should see mm-hmm. God in our lives. Mm. You know,
mm-hmm.
if we claim to have God in our lives, we should imitate God. You know how Paul mm-hmm. said, imitate me because I imitate God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have God in our lives, we want to be like him. We should be like him. We should have qualities that God has.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just be, oh, yeah, like I'm a Christ follower mm-hmm. and just have nothing to do with God.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to see the work that God does in you, because it's not us.
Yeah.
It's just straight God.
It's mm-hmm. a full transformation, mm-hmm. yeah. what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to bring, this up, that I think we should also see the need of God in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I know me personally, I didn't grow up in a Christian household.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to see. We're going to see it in chapter 4 too, so yeah. I don't want to get ahead of
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think we should also recognize of that in this world, it's not, sometimes people ask, like, why do bad things happen if God is such a living God? If, like, mm-hmm. we're talking so amazingly about the, mm-hmm. like, following him, but why is there, like, so many bad things happening? Well, that's because of the sin that's in this world. Like, God did not create this world that we're in right now for us to be in. He didn't. Mm-hmm. This is not where we're supposed to be at right now. Mm-hmm. He created a garden yeah. of Eden in the mm-hmm. beginning. And it was when sin entered it that mm-hmm. everything went bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why we needed a savior. That's yeah. why we needed Jesus. And that's why John the Baptist is like, repent.
Repent.
He's preparing the way for the savior that we're listening to, that we're reading about in this chapter 3 of Matthew,
mm-hmm.
and he himself, I'm sure John had, we see it later on in the book that he also has some like doubt whenever he's in prison,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and he's a little bit like, are you really the Messiah,
mm-hmm.
the Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for? And Jesus is like, the lame walk and the blind see.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it shows that us as humans, it's not easy to follow him. But with our actions, with our understanding, we should reflect and know that, okay, we're not of this world. We are humans. We should every day be able to come to God, pray, talk to Him, and reflect, give Him all our needs. Be like, okay, God, this coworker, my wife, my friend is making, giving me a hard time. How should I respond? Maybe I'm not responding the best way. Maybe I'm giving an attitude back. Maybe I'm being lazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not showing God through me. God's not evident in my life. I should be able to show God's love through me.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Oh. But one thing that we continue seeing is like John is proclaiming the gospel, and people are believing.
Yeah.
People are confessing their sins, and people are getting baptized. Yeah. And all of a sudden come the Pharisees and the
Sadducees.
And sorry.
Why are they called Sadducees?
say the joke. Okay. How did he say it? How do you call, you know why they're called Sadducees? Because they were far away from God and they were sad, you see. Brother Rusty, thank you for that. I don't know if I said the joke correctly, but I tried my best. Madeline is trying to find the right
You hit the wrong one.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, these two groups is people that they think they are better than everyone, you know? And it's like, oh, we are...
We, mama said.
Yeah, like they were like, we are good. Like, we're from... Oh, my goodness. What am I trying to say right now? It's like they were saying like, we're good.
They were swole up with pride.
There you go.
I mean, wasn't that the Pharisees, the ones that were just studied the Bible and they're like,
yes,
they like
exactly.
knowledge based in the Bible. They
exactly.
like learned and memorized like
yes.
the whole like
exactly.
almost the whole
yeah.
Bible.
So it was more of like, oh, we have all this knowledge and we also come from the descendants of Jesus. And,
break it.
Sorry.
Break it.
And they were missing the point. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we need to be cautious about, because John very harshly tells them what he thinks about that. And y'all can read chapter 3 to see it. But it's like we need to be aware that we are not good and we need to be humble. Mm-hmm. And because of that, because we love God, we are transformed. Mm-hmm. And once we're transformed, we bear good fruit. Which that is like our actions. It's not because our actions save us, but it's because we love Jesus so much that we do this mm-hmm. out of like our heart. And it might not be easy for it to come, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
We are transformed. We are made new. And the thing is, no matter the stage in life that you're in, like we had ended the past episode,
mm-hmm.
God can use you.
Yeah.
God uses broken people.
Yeah.
I'm broken. He is broken. He is broken
I'm
too.
I'm perfect.
broken.
Yeah. We're broken. And I think that what we need to know is that in God, we are made new. And He takes us. He takes that brokenness
mm-hmm.
and restores it. And every day,
we try to live in a better way.
Yes, we try to live in a better way. Every day we're being sanctified. We're trying to become more like Him. So with that in mind, just in your daily lives, try to be a little bit more like Jesus every day. And it's not about following rules.
It's not about going to church every day.
Yeah. It's good to go to church. The Bible literally says don't stop congregating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to church is not what saves you.
Mm-hmm.
Going to doing good deeds is not what saves you either.
No.
Jesus is what saves you.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So thank you guys so much for watching. We enjoy having these conversations with you guys. And remember, this is just part two. So tune in for next Friday.
Part three.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Bye, guys. See y'all next Friday.